Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul-level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show.
Everybody, welcome to today's show. This is Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl, and joining me today is Virginia. Hi, Virginia. Virginia? Huh. I can't hear her. I hope you guys can hear me. Oh, she disappeared. That's okay. I was late. I was busy tweeting and almost forgot to call in to do the show. Awkward. So Virginia disappeared, but she'll be back. I know it. So it's a lovely sunny day here on my ranch, and calving is going well. So I'm very happy about that. Hi, Virginia. What? It's still not letting me talk to her. I'm not sure what's going on. I clicked the button for her to be live, and it doesn't want to work. So I'm just going to keep chatting, and Virginia, keep trying. I'm not sure. Maybe we need to refresh. Maybe it's because I showed up late. I don't know. Dun, dun, dun. Blog Talk's being weird. Okay, Virginia, I'm going to turf you and then call back in and see if it works this time. I'm clicking the little hang-up button on her. I feel a little bit rude, but I'm over it. Maybe it's because we have a sassy topic today. Could be. So, while I'm waiting for Virginia and Blog Talk to make friends, let's just get started. If you've been listening to the show, you know that one of the major themes for this year is integrity. And just because Blog Talk's being weird, I'm going to say, if you can hear me, can you throw me a message on Facebook just to make sure? Because maybe it's me. Maybe it's not Virginia. Maybe it's me. Okay, I'm going to click her again and see if it works this time. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. Can you hear me?
Yes!
Yay!
Third time was the charm, right?
I guess so.
Oh, maybe that's Maybe it's my fault because I was late and stuff. Oh, well. We're good now.
Yay.
Please keep talking, Virginia, so I know I didn't lose you. How are things in your world today?
Things are fabulous today. It's bright and sunny, and the weather's warm, finally.
Nice.
We had a rough winter here, so I'm glad that it's sunny, and we can open windows and get fresh air and all that good stuff.
Woot, woot. It always feels inspiring, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's really sunny here, too, but I'm going to do a rain dance today because we need the grass to start growing for my cows and horses. I'm hoping.
Can you take a video of your rain dance so that we can see it?
No.
I'm sure everyone
maybe
would love to see that, not just me.
You think? Well, my oldest son actually started the rain dance thing. And so I should take a video of us doing. We have a rain dance that we do when we need the grass to grow for our cows. And we also have a we want dad to come home from work early move we do. And it usually works. So maybe I'll have to video
nice
it sometime. Yeah. One of them looks like a penguin, and one of them looks like an alligator. I'm just going to leave you with that.
That might be good enough. I might not need the video.
Now that you have kind of a visual, you're like, yeah, no, I think I'll be good.
Yeah, kind of.
Because it probably wouldn't inspire you, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely. It definitely wouldn't make you insecure, though. I guarantee that.
It invokes the opposite. If you're ever feeling insecure, watch Shannon's rain dance video.
Okay, on that note. Now how can we be serious? Okay.
I don't know.
That's okay. So Virginia and I actually had a discussion last week about this topic, which is what inspired us to do it today. And something interesting happened to me after that. I was playing hooky from the ranch. And I went and joined up with a friend and went to an art show that one of my clients was having and bought some amazing pictures. I'll have to share those sometime. And while I was out and about and off the place, which felt great, I even dressed up and felt like a girl instead of covered in, you know, cow shit and mud. And so one of the interesting things that happened when I was out, though, is I ended up having a lot of conversations with people about what we're talking about today, not just about mm-hmm. business, but even personal, how are just being irritating, basically. And it's not that they're deliberately being irritating, but there's this energy of, especially online, it was all about online, about it's not fake, it's just presenting yourself online in a way that was not authentic.
Right.
And it's we're all feeling it, so, I mean, we're getting irritated by it. And it's not that the people are doing things deliberately to be irritating, but it's like we're just in that energetic shift of wanting everything in our, that we come across and deal with in our life to be authentic and true. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely. And on my end,
yeah,
I had a conversation similar to that with a family member because they were looking for someone in this realm of work. They were looking for a local psychic and intuitive, and they had gone on some website and said, oh, well, this person's listed as the top, like the second best in Chicago. And I'm like, don't buy into any of that crap. Because I know people who are involved in top listings and who go out and say to all their friends, please go to here to vote for me so that I make
right.
it into the top of the list. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best. It just means that they have a lot of friends that went in and voted for them. There's a huge difference. And so we got into this big talk of how buzzwords and keywords and, you know,
yeah.
one of the things was, well, this one says that he's renowned. I said, renowned for what? Does it just say renowned or does it go into specifics? Because what is he renowned for? For being a psychic? Well, then I'm renowned too, because we all get the information from the same place. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of a hot topic, is it not?
It is a hot topic, and it totally mm-hmm. fit in with our topic today, didn't it? I'm going to go a little
yeah.
further with this, with the situation you're talking about. So being that I have a lot of friends, and you have a lot of friends, I was actually helping somebody through a situation created by one of those popularity contests. And we dug a little deeper. I dug a little deeper, and I said to her, this is what I found, completely shady, shifty, toxic, dark energy. She went, oh, I thought so, but she was looking for a validation and, you know, thought maybe she was, because, you know, that's what we do, right? We think, oh, we're just being cranky or we're just being defensive. So then she took it further and did an investigation on her own, and the stuff she found was not pretty. And so it taints the people that fall for it, which is really unfortunate because
mm-hmm.
maybe some of them are really good at what they do. And this was completely about psychics.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was some of them that got caught up in it hard, they ended up in this big ego, I'm the best energy, and they totally sabotaged themselves completely.
That's so unfortunate.
It is so unfortunate because they tumbled hard. Like, it was not pretty. And they, you know, they just got caught up in the, I don't know, that facade of being popular and I must be the best because it says so on this website.
Right.
Well, that's great. I'm glad. If that, I mean, it's not all bad. And validation for you to go out and do your best work, awesome. But if it gives you that ego of, wow, I am this, you know. And because that's the attitude you get, you're totally...
Right.
Screwing yourself, which is really unfortunate.
Right. I guess
it is a hot topic.
I'm of the belief that my work should speak for itself. And if I end
Absolutely.
Up on some kind of top list or something, it's because the work did got me there, not because I reached out to hundreds of my friends to say, hey, go vote for me so I make this list. There's a difference.
Absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Also that there's also, you know, this marketing strategy of I make a six-figure income. I can teach you how. Okay, but
mm-hmm.
let's talk about those six figures. I make a six-figure income.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make it all from one spot. But together, combined with everything I do, yeah, sure do. So it's, you know, perception, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I could absolutely put in all my marketing materials that I make a six-figure income, because I do. But then I think, but the perception of that is, so I'd be marketing Psychic Cowgirl, the perception would be that I make a six-figure income from Psychic Cowgirl. And at this present time, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like
Shannon
that you
does.
Said this present time.
That's because I have plans. Maybe tomorrow.
But that's so interesting that you mentioned that and that you bring that up, because that is what I see on Facebook the most right now. And I'm just using Facebook specifically because that's where I'm seeing it at more than any other social media place, is that whole...
Yep.
I make a six-figure income, let me give you my tips and my strategy and let me get you there. But really, let's think about it. Are they making six figures from what they're, from the business they're promoting it from, or do they have other ventures in life that combined are creating that six-figure income? That's something so huge that
it is,
especially new business, you know, small businesses and people who are starting out in business really need to look into and think about, so that they
yep.
don't fall into the trap of, oh, let me
yep.
give you money that I don't really have so that you can tell me how to make six figures and then I'm not going to make that. Or, you know, and maybe they will, but be discerning in who you
yes.
reach
yes.
out to for that, I guess. Yeah.
Because there is some legit, right? Absolutely legitimate, and they are making what they say they're
mm-hmm.
making from their business. But
mm-hmm.
there's others that are not. And I can speak from experience, because totally fell for it. Like 6 years ago, I gave like this big chunk of money to someone to teach me how. Second call in, I'm like, this is a crock of shit. And I asked for my money back. She gave it back
to
me.
Did they give it to you? Nice.
Yep. Yeah. So then I completely promoted, like I didn't say, like I didn't throw her under the bus. I didn't badmouth her. I did talk about how she did have integrity and ethics. Because
uh-huh.
what she was teaching was beyond what I needed. Not beyond. It was not. It was the opposite. I already knew that part.
Okay.
So what she was teaching didn't fit where I was at in my business. That's what I want to say. And so when I said, look, this is the deal, she gave me my money back, and somebody else did the very same thing when we were talking about it, because we had to do some sort of partner thing. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is for me. Anyway, she asked for her money back, too. Now, the lady that did it, total integrity, I would say, because she did it. She just gave it back and didn't, you know, didn't go down that road of, well, you're just not doing it right, or blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That is classy.
I agree.
But, yeah, there's a lot, especially right now, because people are struggling with our economy, and there's just something going on. And so it's like, let me help you make money. Let me help you make money. Let me help you make money. No, I can help you make money. And that's what it feels like sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Social
mm-hmm.
media, it's fabulous. But sometimes it can feel like you are doing everything wrong because you're not getting the results that they say they're getting. But you need to look at it maybe differently.
Exactly. And maybe not, maybe the message there is to not look at it at all and just focus on yourself. And
yes.
And write down your goals and where you want to be and what you can do and how you can get yourself there. Because it's really all it is. It's all kind of like this formula of, well, what resources do you have? What resources are you looking for? You know, what connections do you have? Who do you wish you could network with? Where, you know, and just go through your inventory of what you already have on one column
yeah.
and what you're trying to get in another column, and then break down what you're trying to get into this list of, well, how do I get here? How do I get there? How do I get there? And you've just created your own formula for success, and you didn't have to pay anybody. Look, I just gave you all free business advice.
Awesome. And then if you feel like you need support and want to find a class or something, I mean, we all know there's nothing wrong with that because Virginia and I love education. But again, discerning, our favorite word, discerning, be discerning.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
with that person, especially with social media, if you can meet them in person and have a conversation, or even have a telephone conversation with them before you sign up, do it. People can present online one thing, but in person they're completely something else.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So be discerning, 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 discerning. Now, let's go to the opposite part of this, because a few years ago, I had a client who was so talented at what she did, but oh my goodness, her insecurities, oh, they just created such sabotage. And if, you know, I could steer her a little bit, but she would resist and get all ego defensive on me.
You're not talking about me, are you?
About who? You?
Me.
No. As I was saying that, I was thinking I did steer Virginia, too. It was someone else that I mentored. No, because you never had the paranoia that this person did. Seriously, thought that people were stealing her stuff all of the time.
Ugh.
All the time. Like, it, and wow, I just, wow. I really had to try to dial her back from that. Because here's the thing. Let's social media. If I put something out there on social media, I'm sharing it. Sharing is caring, right? If someone takes it and runs with it, I need to look at that as I inspired them, not as, oh, they stole it, how dare they? Who do they think they are? Which is what she did. And let me tell you, it created this toxic energy for her because then she was scrambling, trying to be a guru and be everything instead of focusing on what she was amazing at.
Yeah.
I know. It's sad, right?
And here's the thing. On that topic of the stealing or borrowing, and I think that's where our insecurity aspect came from for this idea, was because it's one thing to be inspired by something that somebody said. It's another thing to, okay, I'll get to the other thing in a minute. Here's how I look at it. I feel, always give credit where credit is due. And if Shannon talked about something or had a blog post that really inspired me and inspired these, you know, amazing thoughts within me, I'm going to share Shannon's blog post and say, I was so inspired by this, or I love what she said, and then go into my own little ditty about it. But I'm not going to just make my own posting, my own social media posting, and say all of these things that came from Shannon that I wouldn't have had this thought had I not read Shannon's blog, and then pretend like they're my own. And that's where, like, the insecurity aspect comes in for me is, are you sharing it because you're jealous or you're envious or you think that you're in competition with them or that they're better than you and you want to try and live up to what you're perceiving them to be? And if that's the case, maybe you should check yourself a little bit because maybe you are just as good and you're just not recognizing it yet. And just give credit where credit is due.
Yes. And there's a difference, too, when your intention is to inspire other people and, I don't know, just kind of run with the energy because you're inspired, or if your intention is to be somebody else.
Right. If your intention is to get attention, because you see somebody else is getting attention, so you're going to try and use their stuff so that you get attention, that's not going to get you the attention you want. You're going to get attention for, like, for example, if Shannon wrote something and I was like, wow, she's getting a lot of attention for that, I need to do something like that. So then I go and write the same thing but change the words a little bit. Am I getting attention for being me, or am I getting attention for trying to be like Shannon? Because there's a difference. I want attention for being me. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yet, if Virginia said to me, hey, I really love what you wrote here, can I borrow it and expand on it? I would be fine with that. And here's the reason why. She acknowledged to me that I have this brilliant insight. So even if she took it and ran with it, the fact that she acknowledged to me where it came from, even if she doesn't acknowledge it to all her people, the fact that she took the time to acknowledge it to me because we know each other.
Yeah.
But if it's someone you don't know, again, check your intention. Is it because you are modeling them in a positive way because they've inspired you? Then it's okay, but you should still try to give credit, right? Or
right.
if it's because you just think, oh, that was really brilliant, I'm going to use that and everybody will think I'm really smart. That's insecurity, and that's the difference, right.
right?
Even when we talk about it, I'm sure a lot of you can feel the different energies.
Mm-hmm.
One just feels heavier. So then it's going to, like, not work for you the way you want because you want positive.
Right.
There's also that energy exchange, too, because Virginia and I actually talked about this not long ago, about how a certain part of her business, I'm like, well, take what I've learned. And she's like, well, no, I can't. And I'm like, pay me $20 then and take it because I'm giving this to you. If there has to be an energy exchange. And it changed it, didn't it?
It totally did.
Like, it was so interesting. So if you want to, like, if, okay, so if you've done this and you took someone's stuff and you think, oh, now I just feel tainted, I feel guilty, throw them a message on how they've inspired you and how much you like them. You don't have to say, by the way, I stole everything that you say and I, you know, just want to thank you for that. But energetically acknowledging them, and it's not for them, let me tell you, because they probably don't care.
Right.
But it's for you, right?
Right. So that it takes that angst, that
yeah.
that insecure energy off of you and your business or your ideas or whatever it is that you're trying to present. Because if that insecure energy follows it, it's not going to get you where you want to go.
That's
and trust me, I know this from experience. Not because I stole things from people, but because of having insecure feelings about who I am or where I belong or blah, blah, blah. Everyone has insecurities. If anyone tells you they don't, they're lying. Everyone has insecurities
exactly.
somewhere along the line. And if you go back and look through your life, if you don't have a business, look through times of your life. When you were feeling insecure, were you prospering? Were you doing well? Were you out with your friends all the time? Were you dating several different people? Chances are no. But when you felt good and you felt secure about who you are and what you're doing, your life was probably going in a more positive direction.
Excellent. It's a great way to put it.
Yeah, because
check
it doesn't
yourself.
Have to be about business. Right. Check yourself.
No. Darn it. Darn it. Look at yourself, right? Lots of times we don't want to. But if you just, you know, when you get that energy of, look at yourself, say, oh, so what is that about? Why do I feel insecure about that? Why am I letting that bother me? Okay, so back to my client that I was coaching, and her paranoia got the best of her, or even those, you know, ladies involved in that psychic popularity contest that I was helping someone with. The bottom line is their insecurities got the best of them. And
mm-hmm.
so it created this energy of having to have this false persona presented to the world. And that never works because it crumbles, right? Because there's no firm foundation
right.
underneath.
Right.
It crumbles. And then why? No one. One of them is trying to redeem her reputation right now by being involved in a charity and splashing it everywhere. Which I'm happy. I'm glad. It's a really good thing for that person to be doing. What I do question, though, is the reason why. But that's not up to me, right?
Right. And here's the other thing. When it comes to ideas and inspiration and all this stuff, I mean, I may come up with an idea or think I came up with one. Like, I could be sitting outside one day and all of a sudden I'm hit with this inspiration and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. I need to put this together. And then as I'm putting it together or whatever, I happen to stumble upon somebody else who has something very, very similar. And to me, that's the universe's way of saying, this isn't just your idea. This isn't
right.
Because the ideas and the things that we're doing today are ideas and things that were done hundreds and thousands of years ago, maybe in a slightly different fashion, but it's all the same thing. It's all divinely inspired. So we can't really take credit for the idea, in my opinion. We can take credit for what we do with the idea, and if we put together this really great program or, you know, a healing session or something, then, yeah, that's where we can take the credit. But, I mean, really, if it's all divinely inspired, it's all coming from the same place, and so we can't really take ownership of, well, that was my idea. Well, no, you had the thought, but was the idea yours, or did it come from somewhere bigger than you?
Excellent point. Because, you know, if we buy into that we're all connected, then you have to buy into that part too, right?
Exactly.
And it's true. Often I get this inspiration. I do Google, though. If I get this inspiration, I'll Google it to make sure that someone else isn't doing it. It's my own, like, ego need to be original.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know deep down, still makes me feel better. Because I, you know, don't want to be like everybody else. So I do Google and say, oh, does someone have the exact same thing? Well, and I also had I've had experiences. The reason I have Psychic Cowgirl trademarked, I went through that whole legal process. It's trademarked in two countries because someone tried to steal it. Someone tried to be me. And I'm like, what? Why? You can't. So I thought, well, I'm going to trademark it then because it's mine. Okay, I know it's not totally mine, but I think it's mine. So there you go. But, yeah, it was interesting. And I'm like, what? And I felt definitely attacked with that because their intention was not honorable at all. Interesting, right?
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we're talking about. You know, if someone sees you, Psychic Cowgirl, and, oh, look, she has all these followers, or she has all these fans, or she has all this whatever, well, I'm just going to use that moniker then, too, because people will Google that, and then they'll find me, and then I'll have all these followers and all these fans and all these everything. But that's the thing is, then that person is acting from insecurity. It's acting from, you know, an envy. And, you know, I see you as having this and that's what I want. But instead of taking it from you, why do I not just go out and build it and get it myself? That's the thing that I don't understand about people and wanting to take the easy way all the time instead of, you know, laying the foundation and doing the hard work, which is so much more lasting.
It is. Building that firm foundation is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important. Because then when things are crazy, you're fine.
Right.
When things don't work out, you're fine. Because you still have your firm foundation of who you are.
Exactly. And you don't have to scramble to find some other new, fun, inventive way of, well, what can I adopt now? What can I take on now? What can I jump into now to keep my name out there?
What's the latest trend? How
right.
can I leverage that? Yeah. You know, it's one thing when something's in alignment with you and you run with it because it's a fit, and it's something else when you're just following the latest trend and hoping it works out this time. Firm foundations. I even have, like, this is always interesting to me. I even have people say, well, what does Psychic Cowgirl mean? Because they feel it's just a brand, not my lifestyle. And I'm like, what? Well, I manage a cattle ranch. I own a cattle ranch. I deal with cows. It's funny. And I also think, though, it's because we've become this society that's been marketed at so hard that it's, we don't know what's true and what's not anymore.
Right.
That's where Virginia and I come in to teach you how to be in tune with your own intuition.
Right. You have to trust your gut and not think like, oh, this is a great idea. You know, like that thrill-seeking type of energy of, oh, I wonder how I could benefit from this or how I can profit off of this. But
right.
Underneath all that, does it feel okay? Does it feel comfortable? Does it feel positive? Or does it feel desperate?
Sticky. Yeah, desperate. That's a good word.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many businesses don't last past the first year or 2 years, even 6 months, because they don't have that firm foundation and they just, it's not working for them. It's not in alignment with who they are.
And I think for me, that all starts with integrity. It's the integrity that you have with yourself and your business. And yeah, that's a huge, huge, huge thing for me in my life is you got to have integrity.
Yes. And to have that solid integrity, you have to know who you are.
Right.
You do. And I firmly believe, and I know you do too, Virginia, because we talk about this, is we are kind of trained to not know who we are ourselves. We tend to rely on other people to tell us who we are.
Yeah.
And then get to a point where that no longer works, right?
Right, because then what's happening there is you're hearing other people's perceived ideas of you. And a lot of times, those perceived ideas aren't really in alignment. Like, they don't sit well with you for some reason. And that could very well be because in your heart of hearts, that's not who you are. And so if
right.
if you're presenting yourself that way, then, again, you need to check yourself and, well, what am I doing wrong here? And what do I need to readjust? And so that I'm presenting myself the way that I want to be perceived.
Mm-hmm. And that I accept myself for who I am. That's
right.
Also huge, right? Because we all have those bitchy, cranky sides. I let mine fly.
I do, too.
But lots of people feel they can't, right? That people will not think well of them or, you know, whatever belief system you have about that. And it's not true. People actually think less about us than we think they do.
Right.
Everybody's got their own stuff. They're wrapped up in their own energy.
Or they should be, if they're not. Because if
true.
They're thinking too much about you and having too many opinions about you in your life, then I think that the theme should be check yourself.
Yeah, check yourself.
If you are having too much of an opinion about somebody else or you're too wrapped up in what somebody else is doing, why? Why are you not worried that much about what's going on in your own life?
Because it's so easy to be distracted by somebody else's stuff, right? Because then you
right.
don't have to look at your own.
Right. But then you're not tending to yourself, and that's where all that negativity and that insecurity and all that yucky stuff creeps in.
Right. So if you find you're getting caught up in that, get off social media. Go have some in-person conversations. There is definitely this energy shift of stopping or slowing down our social media intake
mm-hmm.
to have in-person stuff happening. I felt this for the last year or so, and I've cut down on my social media stuff. I have people say to me, I never see you on here anymore. Well, that's because I've decided, and not just decided, I just felt like I needed to be more in person on stuff, and or even like phone, things like that. And it's just because it's like a reality check. Social media is like a virtual game sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everything you read is true.
Right.
If you think that other person has this amazing life and you do not, you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right. They could just be telling you about the good parts and not telling you about the bad parts.
One of the reasons could be because it's none of your business.
Well, that too.
Right? Right? I mean, social media also has this, we feel like we get to see everything about everybody, but it's not true. Social media
right.
is completely advertising and branding.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a personal page. I mean, we only share what we want to share, right? And there's
right.
nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you need to balance that out with real in-person stuff.
Right.
You don't want to be living in the basement, calling into Blog Talk radio shows and playing horrible messages to people. Remember when that happened to us, Virginia?
Yes.
I couldn't hang up fast enough. It was horrifying. This is why I don't do evening shows anymore. I just couldn't handle it.
Yes, that was a very strange occurrence.
Yeah.
Oh.
Squirrel. So bottom line, people, you are good enough, right? You don't have to be somebody else.
Right.
Make a list of all the things. So, I mean, I hear this all the time with clients. I can sit there, I can read their energy, and I can tell them all these things they're good at. And you can feel this energetic shift in them of, right, yeah. Because we don't see our positive qualities in the same light as we see our negative qualities.
Right.
We give way more attention to our negative qualities than we do our positive, don't we?
Yes. And why
and
do we do that?
I think we're just trained that way, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you say how awesome you are, well, then you're just arrogant.
Right.
Oh, no, it's just truth, actually. I am awesome. The end. My youngest says to me last night, Mom, you got the skills to pay the bills.
Well, all right.
I thought that is just the cutest thing. Apparently they're going around and that's their saying right now. We got the skills to pay the bills. I thought that was adorable. I'd love to say that to all my clients. You may not think you have the skills to pay the bills, but you absolutely do.
Right. And that's like what we were just saying. It's about recognizing who you are and who you want to be or just being yourself, you know, and noticing the positive aspects of
yes.
yourself along with the negative, because both sides of that
yep.
coin make up who you are.
Yes. And change your perception of yourself.
Right. And just start saying, like Shannon does, I am awesome, the end.
Yep, I'm awesome, the end.
Mm-hmm. The end makes it so much funnier.
It does. When I was a teenager, I had no self-confidence, none. I wasn't the sassy person that I am now. And I remember being in math class, and one of my friends I was sitting with, he was a boy, he says to me, and I've never forgot this because it always seemed like such a weird thing for him to say to me. He says, Shannon, I want you to take this piece of paper and I want you to write, I am me and I am wonderful. And I want you to fill up this whole page. And this is a guy who's like, I was 16 or 17 at the time. Same age
mm-hmm.
as I am. We were friends. We hung out. It wasn't like dating or anything like that because I was far too shy for that. But, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so I did it. Why not? Didn't want to do math anyway. But, you know, that always stuck with me, how that was definitely not his idea, right?
Right.
But because it was so out of left field that I've always remembered it, and believe me, I was 17, like, a long time ago, like 30 years ago. And that always stuck with me. I've used that since with clients and stuff. But, yeah, because, you know, that's my point, Squirrel. You get these messages to validate how wonderful you are if you listen.
Right. Like, as a reminder that it's in you and you have it and you are good enough and you are worthy and, you know, you are capable. Just sometimes
more than capable.
We don't believe it or we don't feel it or we don't trust it. And again, that goes back to the whole thing of, well, is that coming from, you know, because we're not recognizing it in ourselves or because we're comparing our success to the success of the person next to us? And if that's the case, again, take a step back and really feel everything out, because what you're looking at as the person next to you and you're seeing, you're perceiving them as being successful, you don't know. Just because they're presenting the successful aspects of themselves, you don't know if they really are successful. That's just your perception.
Right. Absolutely. Let's go back to how we started the show. So if someone is marketing to you and saying, you know, I make a six-figure income, I can teach you how, go research them, investigate. So lots of times they'll give you those, you know, page of free tips or what they're going to teach you. Really read it and tune in. Do you know this already or will it help you? Here's the other thing, though. It's not that these classes are bad. They're not. Because they can certainly inspire and trigger you into getting a more confident place, absolutely, and give you brilliant ideas. Just don't look at them as the answer to everything. That is part of your spiritual journey. So think back, Virginia, to when you kind of decided to embrace this 1,000%. Weren't we looking for someone to give us the answer?
Yes.
I mean, it's just
100%. I wanted a mentor. I wanted someone to come and hold my hand and show me the ropes and how everything worked. But that wasn't how I was meant to learn it.
Nope. Because we do not retain or learn when someone else just tells us, when someone guides us and leads us to figuring it out ourselves, powerful.
Much better results, yes.
Much better results. Because we're kind of stubborn.
A little.
A little. And we're going to make mistakes, and that's okay, too.
Because it's all part of
part of it.
Exactly. It's all part of the process. How will you ever learn what you do and don't want if you don't stumble upon, or how will you ever learn what you do want if you don't stumble upon what you don't want, Lee?
And have a sense of humor about it all, you know?
Yes. It's hard to do in the moment when you're making the mistake.
Yes.
But afterwards, let the dust settle and then have a sense of humor. Realize it was just another learning process, another experience. And, well, wasn't that interesting how the universe provided it to you? Ha, ha, ha,
ha.
And carry on.
And carry on, yeah. So I'm going to share this story because, seriously. So Monday, crazy day. So there is an energy of aggression in the world right now. I'm sure you're all feeling it. So the 4-H heifer from last year charged at me twice. And I petted her. Like, really, Jessie? Like, seriously? This is what you're doing? She made me climb the fence. I'm like, so I called her very bad words. And I got mad, and I chased her out of the corral, because you do not get Belle Buffet anymore if this is how you're going to behave. No, sweetheart, that's not how this goes. So she usually doesn't chase very well because she prefers to be led. But when this mama's mad, it's amazing how well Jessie chased. And so she doesn't do this to anybody else, just me. And I'm like, really? Okay, this doesn't bode well for today. Anyways, carried on, did my stuff for the day, went to check cows later, and I just knew. So being psychic is 1,000% helpful in my ranching business. I knew I was going to find a dead calf, and I'm like, ah. So I was driving around, and my brother Jim's fire truck, that's its name, and fire is code for something else because my brother has a potty mouth. So I'm driving around in Jim's fire truck, and it's worked better since I started calling it that. And I see this cow in the bush, and so I drive up there, and I'm looking for a calf. But Jesse's not the only one that's ran at me lately. This calving season, I've had more jogging, running, hiding behind trees, finding a fence than ever. And I'm like, all right. So I've learned to be uber cautious. Remember on my Facebook, oh, I didn't put it on my page, I should have. I was fixing fence and I turn around and this cow, who's so protective, was standing there like 10 feet away glaring at me. I love Wendy, but man, she's intimidating. Anyways, so I'm cautious this calving season. I had to be. So I'm driving around and I see this cow in the bush and I can't find her calf. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to come back because I just don't feel like going to look right now is going to bode well. So I went and checked all the other cows. I came across this one of my faves, and her calf, yeah, she must have just had it and something went wrong, and it was, yeah, no longer with us. And so, you know, I get upset and didn't cry there, though. So I see other calves laying out in the sunshine, so I go check them all, and I come across this other one, and I'm just heartbroken because its tongue's kind of hanging out and it's laying there. Aww. I saw it sort of twitch, though, and I'm like, oh, no, it's dying right now. I can't handle this. And so I drove back to the house and phoned my husband to get his ass home. Oh, and I went to find the other calf in the bush, and I saw the cow come out, and she hadn't been sucked. I'm like, no, three of them? I think I'm just going to go cry. Maybe I'm not supposed to be a rancher. You know, I got all dramatic because that's what I do. And so I come to the house. And I phoned Brent, and he was on his way home soon. So we went back out there, and the one in the bush was fine. Calf popped up, ran away. I'm like, okay, good.
Oh.
The one was crossed over, yes. The other one, the little white face, tongue hanging out, was not there. He got up and ran away. He was just sleeping in the sunshine, the little shit. Or he's a zombie. You know, can't take that out of the running. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, calves, no more of that. Don't you be sleeping, looking all dead with your tongue hanging out. That's not very funny.
It kind of is.
It totally is. This is what I mean by laugh at yourself. Yeah. Now I'm convinced it's a zombie calf. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'll take a picture of my zombie calf. I'm like, really? I'm really glad you're alive, but really? Did you have to torment me that way? You know?
It amuses us.
I know. Yeah. Uh-huh. Great. I'm like, okay, it's a zombie. I know it. Calves don't normally sleep with their tongues hanging out. They don't. My dog, yes, he used to, but not calves. No, no, no. Really. I'm convinced they all have this little conversation. How can we torment Shannon today? Because it's fun. Seriously.
They probably do.
I know. Mm-hmm. 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 Well, probably because I'm sassy and say, well, we only eat the boys. It was a boy calf that did it, too. So he's a zombie.
Oh,
yeah. Not eating him.
Well, that's the whole point. He's going to show you.
See, it's funny now. I should write a blog about it because it was. I'm like, really? Yeah. Okay. Everybody's a comedian on this place, I tell you.
You got to keep it fun. You got to keep life light and fun.
Uh-huh. You do. So, you know, laugh at yourself. And perception is everything, right? What you think you saw or what you think you know or what you think about somebody else, probably, chances are, might not be true. Maybe I skipped a life. Maybe it was a parallel life, and that calf in the other life was crossed over, Virginia.
Oh, you know what?
See what I did there?
Oh, torture. Shannon loves to torture me with parallel lives. In case you didn't already know.
So one of my favorite research sites, Ellie Crystal, she's talking about parallel lives a lot lately, too. It's awesome. You should go check it out, Virginia. Just say it.
Yeah, I'll do that next year or something.
So I didn't do a chakra cleanse, but I tell you what I'll do. When it's the end of the show, I'll just add a few minutes, and I'll add the chakra cleanse on the end for all of us that need it. But Virginia and I are having far too much fun.
That's what usually happens.
Totally true. Just adding some minutes. It's just like a phone plan, add minutes. So, Virginia, now it's going to say 33,
yes.
So ignore it. It's actually only 3. So tell me. Lost it. Squirrel. Still thinking about zombie calves and parallel lives. Oh, I know what. Duh. So tell me what you have on offer. So if I was feeling insecure and I wanted some help and I want to be coached by you, how would I find you?
My website, virginiablank.com. And then I'm on Twitter, Virginia Blank, and Instagram. There's Virginia Blank and Facebook, Virginia Blank Intuitive Healing. But I think if you just Google my name for Facebook, or search my name on Facebook, that's what will come up.
Yes. Or you can go to
my
page, and I tagged Virginia this morning because we're hanging out. So do you have anything special on offer right now?
I just launched my fun spiritual boot camp.
Ooh.
Which is, it's a 6-week program. At a really, really, really awesome price, just to help you get back to feeling balanced and refreshed and inspired and invigorated. And just, my whole thought process on it is you when you're feeling sluggish and out of sorts, you'll go to the gym or, you do something physical. But what happens when your spirit feels a little depleted? So I wanted to do a little spiritual boot camp to get you back to...
Nice.
Yeah, living on purpose.
Living on purpose. I love that. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So they can find that information from your website or from your page and all those good places?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, there's definitely the energy in the air of, it's time. It's time to make those changes. It's time to be the person that you wish to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to figure out what that is, who that is, how that is, all that stuff. And that's where Virginia can help. Or, of course, me.
Yes, I can.
Remember, I'm awesome.
You can.
I got the skills to pay the bills. My 9-year-old said so.
And you never dispute a 9-year-old.
No.
Not when they say something like that.
Well, yeah. Definitely inspired, I'm sure of it. He told me he didn't have the skills to pay the bills, though. But he told his dad that he did. So, he's working on it, I guess. Like, dude, you will not be living in my basement.
Playing creepy messages.
Yeah. To people on radio shows. You're not going to be that guy. All right, well, I'm going to jump into the chakra balancing, and I want to say thank you, Virginia, for coming. We have so much fun.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
And I'm sure you're going to do fabulous with your spiritual boot camp. Everybody go find Virginia. Check it out. Have a conversation with her if you think you want to work with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll talk to you all next week. I have no idea what my topic is yet. We'll see. It's always a surprise, even to me. I got to say, I like the energy of April. It feels so much better than the last couple months.
Yes, I fully agree.
All right. Now that we're done, I'm going to play the chakra balancing and see you all next week. or talk to you all. I won't see you. My internet's not that good. Okay, bye.
Bye. This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green.
This one deals with love, and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now that that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now, this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day. listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.